Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. In a world brimming with noise, countless voices are vying to define who you are. Culture attempts to shape you, experiences influence you, and feelings seek to interpret you. Yet not every voice speaks the truth. Colossians chapter 2 verse 8 cautions us against being ensnared by ideas that seem attractive but lack true substance. This message is a powerful reminder to stay vigilant, to remain grounded, and to discern the difference between what merely sounds correct and what is genuinely true. Remember, your worth is not dictated by the world's opinions, but by how God sees you. In today's message titled, Don't Be Misled, Evangelist Paul Acqua invites you to open your eyes, guard your mind, and step confidently into your true identity, one shaped not by feelings or circumstances, but by the unchanging truth of God's Word.
Colossians chapter 2 verse 8 is such an interesting passage of Scripture, because it says, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Hallelujah. My friend, don't be misled by this world's philosophy. Do not be misled by this world's system of thinking. Don't build your foundation on human tradition. Stop being captured by how the world sees you. Stop being captured by the basic philosophies that would just tell you whether you are successful or not. Their philosophies would tell you whether you are healthy. They would tell you whether you are smart. They would tell you whether you have a good marriage or you are a good mom or a good dad. Stop listening to the definitions of the world and what they say you are. Philosophies that will tell you how success and failure look like. My friend, stop letting that be your identity. Stop being misled by the world's philosophy. Your real identity is you coming to a place that you agree with the way God sees you, even if you don't feel it, my friend. You may not feel holy today, but identity in Christ is saying, you know what? It's not how I feel in my flesh. It's not how I woke up and I feel discouraged. No, it's not how I feel depressed or feel anxious. That's not the real me. I agree to see myself the way God sees me. That's the identity in Christ. You are the righteousness of God if you have received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You are the head and not the tail, my friend. Do not let the world's philosophies just mislead you into thinking differently, which is contrary to the word of God. You know, the word captive in Colossians chapter 2 that I just read, verse 8, it means you have a noose around your neck, led naked through the streets. So the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul, is saying, do not be taken captive. Do not be led around naked with this world's philosophy. Do not be misled. You know, the world system, the world philosophies will predict your future, and it's all doom and gloom. Whereas God has predicted your future, my friend. He says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts which are not evil but good, to give you hope in a future or to lead you to an expected end. You know your future anyway. He says, we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God ordained beforehand. He prepared them beforehand that we will walk in them. That's your future, my friend. He says, I prepared a place for you. And when I come, I will come and get you, and you will be where I am. That's your future, my friend. He says that I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's your future and present now, I tell you. The word will tell you that it is normal to be anxious. But the word of God commands us that Be anxious for nothing. In Philippians chapter 4, we all know this scripture. The world system will say it's normal to be depressed. Look at the things happening around you. It is so normal to be depressed. It is normal to be anxious. It's normal to live in fear. But the word of God commands us that be anxious for nothing, but in everything. He said in everything, by prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, let your request be made unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will fill your heart and guard you through Christ Jesus. So it's a command, but the world's philosophy will mislead you and say, oh, it's happening to everyone. So you can be anxious, you can be depressed, you can live in fear. That's not what the word of God says. The philosophy of the world will say you can stay in sickness, you can be sick and stay in your sickness. But the word of God is asking you, and it's asking you and me and the church and his children. In the book of James chapter 5, you know the scripture. The Bible says, is anyone amongst you sick? If God is asking this question, then it means he doesn't want you to stay in your sickness. And he tells you what to do. He says that, is anyone amongst you sick? Then call the elders of the church and let them anoint you with oil and pray a prayer of faith, and you will get healed. God doesn't want you to stay in your sickness. Bible says by his stripes we were healed. But the doctor's report will say that there is no cure. The world's philosophy will say that, oh, this happened in your family and the people died, and so it's going to happen to you. Do not be misled, my friend. By his stripes we were healed. The world system will tell you you can live in fear because of all the things happening, your situation, the circumstances around you, the economic downturn. So you have to live in fear. But the Bible says that God has not given you the spirit of fear. He has given you a spirit of sound mind, of love, and of power. That's what God says. Listen to me. Don't be misled by the philosophies of the world. Don't be misled by the way the world system of thinking is going. Don't be misled because it's happening to people. You are a child of God, and because of that, you operate under different set of rules. Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. That's what the Bible says. Bible says that because we know the love of God, we should not live in fear. You see, his perfect love, even when we were sinners, he came down to save us. How much more now that we are children of God? Bible says that nothing can separate us from the love of God. So his perfect love alone will cast out every fear that is coming towards you. Fear is a spirit, and God did not give you spirit of fear. He gave you spirit of love, of sound mind, and of power. It is not normal as a child of God to live in fear. If you do that, then it means you don't know the love of God. The Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God. The Bible says if God be for us, who can be against us? The Bible says in all these things you are more than conquerors. Bible says in this world you will face tribulations and problems. But Jesus Christ, speaking to us in John chapter 16 verse 33, says that be of good cheer. Why? Because he has overcome the world. Jesus Christ has overcome the world. Anything coming outside to you, what is inside you is bigger than that. He says he who is in me is greater than the one out there. And so you don't live in fear, my friend, because Jesus has overcome the world and the Spirit of God lives in you. He has not given you spirit of fear. You are an overcomer. It is not normal to live a defeated life because you are an overcomer. If God has got good plans for you, plans that are not evil but good, plans that gives you hope in the future, how can you live a defeated life? How can you not be an overcomer when he had prepared good things for you to walk in them? The Bible says in 1 John that who is he who overcomes the world? And God himself answers that question, that whoever has taken Christ as their Lord and Savior, they overcome the world. So Bible says that no weapon fashioned against you will stand, and any tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. That's the heritage of the children of God. So the Lord is telling you that nothing shall by any means hurt you. Let them plan. Let them do what they can. It says it's not gonna happen. Just cling to the Lord and do not be misled. I tell you, in all this, you are more than conquerors. Let the tribulation come from left, right, center. They will not affect you. The word of God says 1,000 will fall on your left, 10,000 on the right. They will not come near you. Do not accept that. You see, the word will say it is normal for you to direct your own path. But the word of God says that no, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And then do not lean on your own understanding, like what the world philosophies are really designing for you. God says that acknowledge him in everything and he will direct your path. You have a new path, my friend. If you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, there is a path for you to follow. There is a way for you to follow. That's why the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23, it is not in human being to direct their own path, because God never created you to be like so. He planned the way you have to walk. Now that you have received Christ, the Bible says that walk in him. I tell you today, the world system will say, oh, things are going so bad. And because of that, you can live in debt and die in debt is normal. But that's not what the Bible teaches us. The Bible says that we shall prosper. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but meditate on it day and night. Then you will find your way prosperous. And you will be successful, my friend. God wants to prosper you. He says, I wish above all things, that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You know, it's not normal to live as a poor person. It's not normal to live in sickness. It's not normal to live in anxiety. God commands us. So it's not normal to carry your own burdens. The world system will tell you there is no help anywhere. But God says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be open for you. God is expecting you to ask him so he can give you, so you can testify. He says, cry unto me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. That's what the word says in Psalms number 50, verse 15. God is expecting you to come to him. But the world system, the philosophy of the world will tell you that no, there is no help anywhere. You can help yourself. But he says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Come there boldly. Come there with confidence. Come there expecting something from God when he says he will never leave you or forsake you. When he says he will answer your prayer, he's a faithful God. So he says, run unto me. Come boldly to my throne of grace and you will obtain mercy. You will obtain grace. You will obtain help in time of need. When you go to his throne of grace, you go with prayer. You know the one who invited you to the throne of grace. He is there waiting for you. I know when I run to the throne of grace, love is waiting for me. When I go to the throne of grace, compassion is waiting for me. When I run to the throne of grace, forgiveness is waiting for me. When I run to the throne of grace, help is waiting for me. God is a God who will say yes and would mean it. Has he said and he has not done it? Go to the throne of grace. Help is available, my friend. Don't carry your own burdens. I tell you, my friend, God is expecting you to come to him. He said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. and I will give you rest. He says, humble yourself, cast all your burdens unto me, because I care for you. There is a carer, his name is Jesus Christ. There is a carer, his name is God the Father in heaven. There is a carer who is the Holy Spirit. He says, cast all your burdens upon me. The world system would say, oh, it is all right to carry your own burdens. But God is saying he never created you to carry your own burdens. That's why he says, roll all your burdens unto me, and I will care for them. He didn't say roll some of them. He said roll all of them. Do not let the world's philosophies mislead you and say, oh, there is no hope. No, that's not good. That's not good at all. That's not what the word of God commands us. Jesus is saying, I, Jesus, in Luke chapter 11, verse 9. He says, I, Jesus, I tell you, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock, the door will be opened to you. That's the God we serve, my friend. If you are a believer in Christ, do not let the world's philosophy change your mind. Do not let the world's philosophies mislead you into thinking something negatively and lose out on God. And if you haven't received Christ, this is not even applicable to you. You've got a first step to take. And that first step is to receive Christ into your heart. And from that on, all these things will be for you. You can seek him for many things. Wisdom, direction, help, name them. So if you will receive him today, I tell you the door is open to you. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.